Our coverage of You Decide 2024 is presented by Big Fish Roofing. They're the roofers you can trust. Big Fish Roofing.
Welcome back to Jacksonville's Morning News, WOKV News, time 9:40. President Biden addressed the nation last night from the Oval Office. It was his first public appearance since dropping his bid for re-election and backing Vice President Harris as the Democratic candidate. Kirsten Garris joins us now from Washington with more on that speech. Good morning, Kirsten.
Good morning, Christine. And, you know, this was a very somber speech from President Biden. This is someone who has been in office more than 50 years of his life, whether it was the Senate and other positions, the vice president himself, and now president. So we really saw this speech kind of phrased as a thank you to America for all the support they've given, but also the beginning of the end for the president as he, you know, passes the torch, as he said, to a new generation. He talked about the need to champion new, younger, fresh voices, that this is their time to take the lead. He also talked about how stepping aside was his way of uniting the party, uniting the nation during this time. He could see that it was for the greater good, even though he thought his record and his leadership warranted a second term. He said he could tell he needed to step aside. And he also really talked about stepping aside in defense of democracy. President Biden often talks about how he decided to get into the race for the battle for the soul of America. He believes that's still at stake. So he talked about how, you know, there's a choice to make in November. And he says now democracy essentially lies in the hands of voters and what they will do in November. He briefly championed Vice President Kamala Harris, who he has endorsed as his successor, so to speak. But still, this was really much a focus on democracy is on the line. I am defending democracy by stepping aside, and I hope you do as well, America. And he also talked about the next 6 months. President Biden made it clear that he doesn't plan to just chill at the Oval Office. He plans to be, you know, working. He had essentially a to-do list, rattling off things like trying to push for more gun control, to continue to speak out about climate change, ending the war in Gaza, reforming the Supreme Court, continuing to push for the Cancer Moonshine Initiative. So a lot of things packed into what was less than a 12-minute speech.
It'll be interesting to see how psychologically he performs with that weight off of him now. And certainly we did see a little bump, and it might be a temporary bump, we don't know, for the Democratic Party. Lots of people registering to vote in the aftermath of his stepping down and Kamala Harris raising a record amount of money. Also, Trump back on the campaign trail. Can you give us some of the highlights?
Yeah, so Trump is already back on the campaign trail, and he was in Charlotte, North Carolina, so battleground state to a degree, but still more of a red state. This was a major appearance for him, a packed crowd. Wednesday, he turned his focus to now his likely opponent. He has now dubbed her lying, Kamala Harris, and he has painted the vice president as a radical liberal. You know, Biden's decision to step down from the campaign and now the elevation of Vice President Harris has really just unleashed this, again, new kind of attack from the Republican Party. They are continuing to look at, you know, the matchups between him and Harris. And actually a new poll found that there's no clear leader. When you look at the CNN poll just released Wednesday, it shows that former President Donald Trump held about 49% of the vote among registered voters nationwide, and Harris had about 46% of the vote there. So, you know, it's going to be really interesting to see what happens over the next couple of months. I will say this is something I wanted to follow last night. As President Biden was doing his speech, former President Donald Trump was watching as well. Some of his campaign staff tweeted out photos of him watching it on the plane, likely back to Florida. And then he posted in but so many words that he likes to call the president crooked Joe Biden. He talked about the speech being he couldn't understand it, and it was bad. So that was Trump's quick analysis of the speech. That was something I was looking for. But here in Capitol Hill, it is worth noting that there are a lot of Republicans calling for President Biden to resign in the aftermath of this. They claim that if he can't run a campaign, President Biden should not be able to run a country. So we are hearing those messages from Republicans here on Capitol Hill.
Such interesting times, and it feels like I keep saying that, but it's really so true. There's nothing that we can take for granted in this campaign season.
That is correct. Well, I tell people, if you ever watched Scandal back in the, like, 2000s, this feels like an episode of Scandal several times. Shonda Rhimes is somewhere. I'm like, girl, stop writing the script. We are we're tired, so please.
This is like a House of Cards redo. We'll see how this transpires. Yeah. Kirsten Garris,
exactly,
thank you.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for joining us. Have a good day. Get some rest.
Thank you.
At Nutrafol, we don't just help your hair. We help your body grow it. Because it's never just about your hair. It can be your job or your deodorant or your lunch or just normal life. That's why our whole body approach targets the key root causes of hair thinning. Discover your root causes and why we're the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement brand at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com. These statements have not been approved by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease paid for by Nutraceutical Wellness, Inc.